The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to America Tonight, Kate Delaney. Here on the show from coast to coast and all those spots in between, tongues are wagging over immigration and the lack of control at the border. Poor Border Patrol agents simply overwhelmed and having to do other duties that normally they wouldn't be fetching lunch. They'd be chasing after people trying to cross over the border. But instead, that's what many are forced to do as this crisis has gone beyond. And certainly we've been addressing it and talking about it for the last couple of weeks, but through the entire time that I've done America Tonight. So the president went to Texas, but not the border. He did end up meeting with the governor of Texas, Rick Perry. He said he wouldn't go to the border because he didn't want the photo op, that it's not theater. And that wasn't the way to handle this, that it wouldn't do anything by having him appear there. And, of course, many Republicans jumped on that saying, well, that's exactly what he needs to do. See how this has now escalated with the executive order, if you will, the end around the DREAM Act, and how it wasn't properly executed if that's the way this was going to go down. Which to me has been part of the problem with the administration in the second term especially. Once, whether it's health care, whether it's this thing at the border, or it's a myriad of other things, once the prez gets to say, hey, this is, you know, climate change, this is what we wanted, this is the EPA, yay, brother, this is happening. But then you find out that there is no roadmap. How do you strategically execute correctly when you don't have a strategy? And so naturally it's unraveling at the border. Naturally the people in Central America are confused, as all they read about in their papers is come to America, be reunited with your family, and many don't have families to be reunited with. They're hoping to start their family in America, so they make their way to the border. And then you have these sad stories that are really existing out there, where you have 6 and 7 and 8 year olds that have notes in their pockets of a script of what to say, that they're seeking asylum because they're being persecuted in Guatemala or Honduras or El Salvador. This is not a good situation. There's so many adjectives I could use, but frankly, we've used them all. I mean, tick, tick, tick. It's time to get on this now. The president needs close to $4 billion just to handle the Band-Aid for the temporary situation, because it won't seal the border or shore up the border or any of that kind of thing. It'll help to house the kids that are stuck, because our three bases are already overrun. It'll add more Border Patrol agents, and the money, the $4 billion, would also mean that more immigration lawyers could be hired and asylum lawyers, and they could figure it all out. Because right now there are people that are just trying to do this in a chaotic situation, and there's not enough of them. So this is coming, my friends, to a head on the border, to say the least. I have to agree with, for once, because a lot of times I don't agree with him, but I have to agree with Senator Lindsey Graham from South Carolina when he says, hey man, we have got to do a bipartisan agreement on funding this money to help at the border. Because if we don't, this is going to blow up in our faces, and the Republicans are going to take the hit if the funding for illegal miners fails to pass. And he's right. because we'll be up against midterm elections where six seats in the Senate would make the Senate move from Democrat majority to Republican majority, and this would absolutely fall on the GOP, on their shoulders, if the Democrats say yes to this. This has to be a bipartisan thing. Because right now, folks, in case you didn't know it, every single day that all the kids in Oklahoma, in Texas, in California are being housed and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting, it's costing $250 plus a day for each child. You start to do the math, it's been a couple of weeks, it adds up, not to mention the overtime, the overwhelmed Border Patrol agents, and the nightmare. You know, even the ACLU is suing lawyers for the deportation hearings. So now they're in the middle of a mess with that. It's a major, major screw-up. There is one congressman, Steve King, who's saying, what we have to do is seal the border. And the only way we can seal the border is to send out the National Guard from these states, at the border states, to do that. And if we do that, this would stop the tidal wave of illegal immigrants washing into our country. Now, King is a member of the House Judiciary Subcommittee on Immigration and Border Security. He's saying the president has not done enough to stop the influx of people that we can't process even. And it's harder and harder to explain the things that are happening away. He says it was a huge mistake that the president rejected the invitation to tour the Texas border, and instead was shooting pool and drinking beer in a photo op with the Colorado governor, Bill Hickenlooper, which, by the way, somebody off camera offered the president a hit on a joint. So there you go. Regardless of whether he tours or not, the issue still is the money and the process and what to do. I mean, is it a presidential-caused crisis? But I think so. It's a crisis because there was no end game here. There was no strategy in place. Okay, like it or not, here's what we're doing, and here's how that's going to work. We're going to funnel people here. We're going to funnel kids here. We're going to watch for others trying to get through. We have enough people. Nah. It just wasn't thought up. So do it. Fund it. Move on with it. And then use it in the elections. Because otherwise, the Democrats will use it in the elections. That's what it comes down to. With time ticking away. Because we're beyond the 6 month point. Can you believe it? So now it's one big giant invoice to the Treasury for the cost of what's happening, more of the cost of what's happening at the border. Coming up next, we're taking you to the movies, our cheap movie reviews. Stay with us. A pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. pieces, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation. And for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled Penn Reading's Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Feel like going to the movies? I do. Movies are the great escape, if you can find a good one. I don't know, there's something about the Planet of the Apes. They keep sucking us back in, or else you're totally repelled by the idea of the Planet of the Apes, and you never were into it in the first place. But, you know, you go back to the 70s and Roddy McDowall and him playing a major role in Planet of the Apes and to where we are now. And that's kind of what's happened in Hollywood. A lot of it is revisiting and recreating things that were successful, especially in the 70s. So away we go with our first cheap movie review. This movie is called Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
In other news, the CDC is receiving reports of a possible flu outbreak in San Francisco.
Of flu cases along the border, but officials are saying they aren't connected.
The World Health Organization is now issuing guidelines on how to deal.
And of the deadly H7N9 virus is now confirmed.
Why didn't they know about it?
Shortages are causing prices.
Obviously, a cause for concern.
Warning of symptoms caused by the virus.
Deadly flu strain they have ever seen. Testing various antivirals, but at this time,
they are now calling this a true pandemic. 5 years on,
still no cure.
No cure.
And they only have enough resources to feed their own population.
Another government collapses as clean water becomes...
10 years since the first reported...
We are concerned about the future of humanity.
How many more of us have to die?
Attention. Due to the extremity of the simian flu crisis, all regular government functions have been suspended indefinitely. Attention. Due to the extremity of the simian flu crisis, all regular government functions have been suspended.
So there you go. It's back. It's genetically evolved apes led by Caesar. You heard the scream for Caesar there. And they're threatening the human survivors of this virus that was unleashed a decade earlier. Apparently it's getting pretty good marks in the categories of interesting to see cinematically, that kind of thing. Of course, everything's always offered in 3D. I don't know what that would be like. I like some of the actors in this. Gary Oldman's terrific. Jason Clarke is good. And Carrie Russell, you may remember her, too. It's and Andy Serkis, too, is awesome. He's Caesar. He actually plays Caesar in this one. It's a long movie, though. So if you're going to go check this out, especially opening weekend, 2 hours, 10 minutes, and that's without 30 minutes of previews, because, you know, they always give you the previews. So my suggestion is if you're into the apes, then you're going to want to go see it on the big screen, maybe with the grandkids or the kids or your buddies. But go to a matinee, a little bit cheaper maybe. And this is only a couple days into it, because it's not going to be an opening day or opening weekend. You might have to wait a couple of weeks, actually. But I kind of like this idea. When I was a kid, we went to see Planet of the Apes, and my brother and I have a special memory over it, and probably I may go to see it with him. Our next movie is something completely different. It has nothing to do with apes or fighting a virus or fighting for survival, anything like that, or history, and repeating a movie and cycling it back and trying to tweak the plot. It's called Boyhood.
Life doesn't give you bumpers.
We have a new student joining us today.
Hey, dude. Welcome to the suck.
Mom. Have you been drinking?
A little bit.
Oh, hey.
What do you want to be, Mason? What do you want to do?
All right, so here's the cool thing about this movie. Boyhood has a lot of neat cinematic tricks. And maybe it's not a trick. They filmed this thing. Can you imagine this? Over 12 years. So the cast will age through it. I mean, how incredible is that? That would definitely be worthy of a rental, if nothing else. And it's the story of growing up through the eyes of a boy named Mason, who literally is growing up before your eyes. What's childhood like and all that kind of stuff, and then through adolescence. So who's in the movie, which is the other cool part about it? You've got Ethan Hawke, Patricia Arquette, Eller Coltrane, who is Mason, so you watch him grow up. Laura Lee Linklater is also in it, too. I'm intrigued just because of how do you get people to sign on for 12 years? and go through their life. Now, this is one long movie. I'm suggesting Rental. Just put it on your radar. Boyhood, 2 hours, 44 minutes. You go to see this, it is a 3 and change investment, but I love it. I love the whole really aging process. So unique. And to get people to sign on, like I said, is incredible. All right, how about a sneak peek? The Mockingjay. I love Katniss Everdeen. That is the Hunger Games thing. At first I was repelled by the whole Hunger Games deal, but then my niece talked me into it, and I kind of get it now because I didn't read the books. So the next one out is going to be Mockingjay. It's poverty rising and crazy, filthy rich people just trashing the poor people and putting them in various sectors. You can kind of see a little theme here. Anyway, here's a snippet of Mockingjay.
This is Capital TV.
Throughout this great nation, never have we been more unified. Because now more than ever, Pan Am is speaking with one voice. The capital and the district bound together in solidarity. Together.
Rebel Underground.
We have audio, no video.
We are forging a stronger future.
This is a pirate transmission from District
13.
Repeat, this is a pirate transmission from District 13 with a message. The Mockingjay lives.
There you go. They really made it a sneak, didn't they? But that when that comes out, you can guarantee that that's going to be a runaway hit. That whole series is massively successful. We're going to start a thing, too, where we go and talk, go back into the archives and talk about Roger Ebert's favorite movies. There was an interesting article in a magazine called Entertainment Weekly, which normally I would know nothing about, but somebody turned me on to it and gave me a link to it. Roger Ebert spent 46 years at the Chicago Sun-Times. He won a Pulitzer Prize. Of course, he was a huge film critic in America. And every year until his death in 2013, he chose a number one movie. So I'm going to start to go back in the archives and check out some of these movies and give you some reviews on this. The first one he ever reviewed in 1967, Bonnie and Clyde, Warren Beatty, Faye Dunaway. Did you see Bonnie and Clyde? I saw it with my mom. I can remember watching it. I thought it was awesome. I mean, it was pretty raw and gritty, but the whole story about Bonnie and Clyde, I thought they pulled it off. He liked it as the best movie in 1967. Stay with us. Much more coming your way next.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Chance to hang with Josh Evans from Leland's.com. They have such cool stuff. Their spring catalog auction underway. It closes January 25th, and there's some really cool things there. You all know I'm a huge sports fan, do sports, all that kind of stuff. So I get it. I get the idea of collecting and what it means when you get that item that you've wanted for so long because you're a big fan of XYZ person, or your father was, or somebody in your life was, and it just means that much more to you. And when you find out that it's available, geez, it's, I'm sure, an incredible feeling, as we've talked to many, many collectors on this show. And one of the big things this time around is Jim Brown's 1964 NFL championship ring. That's one of the biggies, but that's not the only thing. Somebody I interviewed, a game-worn uniform of his, is also up for grabs. We'll talk about that in a second. But, Josh, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Oh, nice to be here.
So talk about acquiring Jim Brown's championship ring. That's a big deal. That was a huge game, a huge moment in his career, And a lot of people are fans of Browns.
Well, it's interesting because this is the second time we've auctioned it. We originally obtained it in 1998 and sold it for a family member of Jim's who got the ring from Jim. And then the guy who bought it has had it for many, many years, and we've constantly, you know, kept touch with him and talked to him about it, always wanted it back, and now he's willing to sell it again. It's an amazing piece. It's probably the finest sports ring that's ever been sold. No other ring, or at least by auction. No other ring except for possibly the Babe Ruth 1927 Yankee World Series ring, which we sold to Charlie Sheen, is better.
So do you expect that the reserve is like 25,000 plus? It should go for more than that, don't you think?
Yeah, that's just to, you know, get it started.
Yeah.
I think the bid is about 40,000 right now. But that ring is easily worth, you know, a couple hundred thousand dollars, if not more.
Yeah, very cool. All right, I hinted at this. I had a chance in my career to interview Ted Williams, and it was just great. Because he hardly did any interviews. Bob Costas, a few other people, and he was so gracious to me, and it was such a great interview. It was so fun to have a chance to talk to him. We talked baseball, and we talked about fly fishing because he said, you know, he loved fly fishing. And you've got a game-worn uniform. Tell me about that.
It's probably the second-best Ted Williams uniform jersey in known. The best one was in 1941, of course, which, you know, the year he hit 406. And we sold that privately for several hundred thousand dollars. This is his 1954-55 uniform that, interestingly enough, it has the black armband for Harry Aganis, who was a Boston College football baseball player who died in his second year for the Red Sox back in 55. And it's a really special shirt with his name embroidered in the jersey and in the pants. And it's been signed by Ted. It was signed probably in the 80s. You know, with a big, beautiful Ted Williams signature on both. And it hasn't been seen in 20 years. It's a great, great piece.
Yeah, you know what I also like? And obviously this is what you do, and you're just so geeked out on this whole thing, aren't you? I mean, it's the perfect career for you, isn't it?
Oh, I'm living the life. I do what I love, and I'm really, really lucky. And it's not work for me. It's exciting, and it's profitable, too, which is really cool.
Yeah, well, you can be – that's the idea. You marry your passion with what's profitable, and you got a good life there. No question about that. Derek Jeter's locker that was used during the 1999 World Series, you have that up, too. And I would think Jeter stuff is really going to start to soar because this is it for Jeter. This is his last year.
Yeah, Jeter's really hot right now. He's like, you know, he's one of those, you know, really special – areas where people are just kind of going bananas. And the thing that's great about a locker is that these really big things are wonderful. You can build a collection around it. It's a tremendous display. You know, people pay thousands of dollars for something that's the size of a baseball or is a baseball, or, you know, even more for a ring so small. Here's something that, you know, it's, you're getting a lot for your buck. You know, it's a big thing. And it's a wonderful display item. It came right from the Mets, where, you know, Jeter used it at Shea, and it's tremendous.
Of everything that you've got up in the spring catalog that's up for grabs, to you, just you personally, what excites you the most?
The piece that I love the most is the baseball car. The reason that I love it is because I kind of found it. It was in terrible, terrible condition. I didn't pay that much for it. I own it myself. I didn't pay that much for it, you know, just a couple thousand dollars. And then I spent thousands of dollars to have it restored perfectly back to its original condition. It's a 2000 Volkswagen Beetle that was given to the top Cracker Jack salesman in the world back in 2000, and it's painted like a baseball. It's a white baseball car, and it's got, you know, a stick shift in the shape of a ball and a bat, and it's just a really unique thing. And Everybody in my firm gave me a lot of grief for it. They're like, what are you doing? You're buying this crazy thing. You're spending all this money. And I'm like, no. And it's probably the most popular item in the auction right now. It's already up to over $8,000, and there's a lot of interest. So, it's great because I get to, tell all the naysayers you were wrong.
I love it. You also, it's not just all sports, too. You also have a couple of things. I know people listening to us are into rock, and you've got a Pete Townsend guitar, right? And you've got something of Keith Moon's. Tell us about that.
The Keith Moon drums I actually discovered when I was in London, and it came from the guy that did all of the setup, the roadie for The Who. And it's, a real Who drum, real Keith Marshall drum kit. But the Townsend guitar is even better. It's an actual guitar used by Pete Townsend that he gave to a very well-known rock guy in Cleveland after one of the shows back in the 70s. And it's a classic SG guitar that Pete was well known to use. I just had one of the top guitar guys in the country call me and say, look, I called people at the Who's management. They're aware of the guitar. They remember it. They remember Pete giving it to this guy, David Spiro. And it's just incredible. So it's really a major piece. If it was in a rock auction, it could sell for $100,000. But we'll see what happens here.
So a lot of times some of the stuff you acquire, you trip onto it. Like you go for a trip to London, somebody tells you about this or that, somebody says they have something they want you to look at. How do you get most of the stuff that you use for the catalog?
Well, there's all a different, there's a whole different number of ways. The easiest is that people just call us. We get calls from all over the country. All over the world, in fact, people that have stuff. We've been doing this longer than anybody else. We've done the right thing. We vet everything we sell. We authenticate everything we sell. We stand behind everything we sell. Our reputation is solid. And people just come to us. The phone rings every day, and you never know what it's going to be. And we also go out there and look for the stuff. I've been all over the world looking for memorabilia. I went to Australia on a vacation, and I ended up looking for Jack Johnson stuff, the famous boxer who won the heavyweight championship in Sydney, and I brought home the most amazing boxing stuff you ever saw. So I don't even take, my vacation is my business is my vocation and my avocation. I love what I do, so it's fun for me.
Yeah, no kidding. And so anything could actually be a piece of history. So here you have a guitar. We have rings, you have baseballs, you have the car, which you said people were giving you grief for, which, by the way, if you look at Leland's.com, it's really cool, just like a baseball. So anything that somebody might consider valuable or somebody uber famous, you never know what could show up, right?
Well, it works both ways. We get calls from people that say, well, I have this amazing, Babe Ruth card, and it's worth a tremendous amount of money, and, it turns out it was made in 1973. And then you have people that say, oh, I have something, I don't think it's anything. And then it turns out to be, a ball signed by Jackie Robinson, and it's worth, $20,000. So it goes both ways. That's why this is, for us, one big antiques roadshow, and people are constantly bringing things to us, showing us things that people can email us photographs, and we'll tell them exactly what they have. Even if they don't want to sell it, we just like seeing things. And people can go to our site. It's Leland's.com, L-E-L-A-N-D-S, and they can email us. My name is up there, my picture, my email address. People can call us, and we'll tell you what you have. We'll do free appraisals, and we are really interested in finding the new great treasure. That is the key to what we do.
I love that. Perfect way to end this. Find the treasure, Josh Evans. We'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for coming on.
I enjoyed it. Thank you.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We're whipping around that final corner for this hour of America Tonight. And as we do that, I always invite you to throw in your comments. If you don't give us a call, you can do that through the magic of Al Gore's internet 24/7. It's open, baby, americatonight.net. And many of you took me up on that offer, so let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
All right, this one is from Gregory, who says, Kate, I'll tell you what, while all of this is going on along the border, some other things are happening right under our noses that we're not paying attention to. It seems we can only focus on one thing, and that's a pretty big thing, granted. It's a huge crisis, but it's been a huge crisis for a long, long time. First, I say, give Obama the money, because we need to stop it. We need to be able to house these kids and process and do what we have to do. It'll only get worse. It'll only cost more money. So digging our heels in the sand like a bunch of babies doesn't do us any good. Whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, it doesn't matter if you're disillusioned with the administration. The bottom line is it's not going to help you in any way or help us as a country. We're already caught up in the middle of it. And here's the other thing that I would like to say. What's up with Rick Perry, the governor of Texas? He goes off half-cocked all the time. I guess he wanted his photo op, and that's why he wanted to sit down with the president, because could there be anyone who takes bigger swings at Obama? Although Obama was smart to play it out the way he did. And like I said, I'm not a huge fan of Obama's. I don't hate the guy. I think the first time around I voted for him, but the second time around I did not. But he did meet with Governor Goodhair, who, like I said, takes big, wide swings at his head, and then he comes in and he meets with him. So how about that? Yeah, that's politics, you know. That's politics, baby. You look around and you watch what happens, even inside a party, and this is why the Republicans this time around in 2016, Rentz Priebus is trying to get a handle on, let's not eat each other, you know, because that's what we're doing. We take giant chunks out of each other when we have all of these debates, and then all of a sudden we got to pull someone out of the fire, and that's who we're trying to elect as the next president of the United States. So this is typical of what happens. Perry did want the photo op. Perry did want to force the president's hand, and I guess he did, because the president buckled to meet him. He could have said, no, I don't have time, and I'm not there for that kind of thing, or whatever. And I suppose there was a little dance between the two of them, really. They met at the Dallas airport, and they discussed what was going on with immigration and some of the policies and all that kind of stuff. And yeah, the main thing is this money won't do anything to secure the border, but it'll help what's happening now, since we're already paying over $250 per kid in the United States at these bases right now. So the process there's got to be a solution. Even if it's only a temporary solution, there has to be some kind of solution. So let's move on to another one. This one is from Barry, listening to us in the great state of Florida. And Barry says, Kay, do you think more people are taking vacations, or do you think less people are doing that because they're kind of pinched for time or for money and they're doing the staycation thing? Let me just say that I'm a person who likes to take a vacation, but I have lately done the staycation thing in the interest of socking away some more money. And of course, I have some kids in college. And let me tell you, it's a pretty good deal, because you can do all those things that you don't have time to do, like actually sit down and read a book, or actually sit down and take a breath, or have friends over and not have to be worried about rushing them out the door because you have to get up for a 6 o'clock meeting the next day, or you're running to an airport. I don't know, maybe vacation is a state of mind. Kind of an interesting diversion. We're diverging from something that we're normally talking about, all these heavy political things, so that's why I mixed that in there. I don't know. The idea of the staycation thing is that's what it's about. It's, well, let's save some money, because do you have a big family? Is it just you? Or do you need to mentally get away? Do you need to physically be someplace else? Or does that work? I like the idea of what he said, reading books, because, you know, I was looking at books I had piling up, and let me tell you, there are so many. It's like I can't get through them because I'm too busy. And I see a book, or I see the Wall Street Journal, and I read snippets of it. You can't possibly read the whole thing because it would take you the whole day, but it would be a good thing to do. Maybe it could be relaxing, unless looking around your place, you know, your house, your apartment, whatever, got you tense because you're looking at things that you could be doing to work on that. So I'm just saying. Here's one from Jake in Austin. Jake says, Kate, Lois Lerner, let's talk tactics here. Can we please just find out what happened? I am sick to death of this lady. And it's funny, because every time I say her name, I think Lois Lane. But she's no Lois Lane. And apparently now they found an email that warned that Congress might read her emails. So this former IRS employee has been nothing but trouble. And as you call it, the three dreaded letters must hate her, because they just can't seem to rid themselves of Lois Lerner. But I think it's a good thing, because we need to know what really happened. Why can't we just get the answer to a couple of key questions. Well, you know, you answered it yourself. Why can't we get a couple of answers to some key questions? Because she doesn't want to answer the key questions. I don't know. Is there something, is this just, was she on her personal vendetta, or was she shoving things aside because somebody else told her to shove them aside? You know, it really boils down to that. I agree with a couple of questions. Daryl Issa, the congressman from California who's leading this patrol, he's not letting this thing go. And he released her email that warned that there would, this could happen. So, you know, she's saying, we need to be careful about emails. We need to be cautious about what we say in emails. You know, listen, if you're saying that in April 2013, are you kidding me, lady? Like, she didn't know that. Does everybody now know that you have to be careful what you say in emails? Do you know that President Bush II, didn't write emails? Why didn't he write emails? Because he knew the scrutiny. He knew that it could be misconstrued, and he didn't do that because he didn't want that to happen. And, you know, that was part of the deal. So, of course, that can happen. That's not something new. You know, she retired last year. She was the head of the group that screened the nonprofit group's applications for tax-exempt status. She was held in contempt, of course, Congress in May for refusing to testify before the subcommittee, ISA subcommittee. And then the IRS said last month that they had lost thousands of her emails because her computer crashed in 2011, that the hard drives of seven other employees connected to the Tea Party investigation also crashed, and that they found out that her hard drive was recycled and probably destroyed, and backup tapes were routinely reused after 6 months. So that's the truth, that part of it. But I mean, give me a break with this. Maybe we're just not going to get that answer. No matter how they dance around this, they're not going to get the answer to this. You know, there's three congressional panels that are investigating the IRS scandal. Three. The Oversight Committee, House Ways and Means Committee, and the Senate Finance Committee. The Justice Department and the IRS Inspector General also conducting investigations. So we definitely have spent some money on this thing. I don't know that we're ever going to get the explanation that we want to hear, or just the explanation about this drama. It feels like there's something huge missing from this puzzle. But what is it? We don't know. Hey, thanks for those emails. If you want to send me one, you can. AmericaTonight.net. Click on Contact. And here's my ode to James Gandolfini, a.k.a. Tony Soprano. Bada bing, just like that.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.